Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So this next conversation is brought to you in partnership with SA Youth, powering South Africa's youth workforce on Drive 959. And on the line, we've got Tumi. Tumi. Can I
Tumi Mo.
Never get. Yeah, say it.
Motsoati, I think.
I think you guys are wrong. Tumi's on the line.
Tumi, what's your surname?
Motsoatswe.
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 Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay, mine,
Head of Communication and PR, Harambe Youth. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well. Our phone lines are like...
What's up, my lehab?
How Motsoatswe.
And an also...
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's a nice segue to the conversation that we are having actually
it's a very,
right now.
It's a very important.
Really
oh, she's
important.
Back on the line. Welcome back to me.
Thank you so much. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Oh,
Mutsoatswe. I know something so unique is funny. Very unique. So, to me, we are talking about, you know, the challenges that young people are facing. And obviously, there are so many of them. So the question to you this afternoon is, why is youth unemployment one of the biggest challenges we face in South Africa, and it seems to be getting worse and not better? But you know, the funny thing is, we may think that, you know, we are the only ones who are experiencing such a problem. You know, everyone talks about China emerging as the leader of the world. Apparently, their percentage of unemployment youth is about 16%.
Sure.
So, which I thought was very interesting when I found out last week. You can elaborate on this question, Tumi.
Thank you so much. I think 16% is a dream, one that a lot of organizations like Harambe and many others in the youth employment space are really working together to shift and to address and tackle. So you asked me a very important question about what the challenges are, and there are multiple reasons why youth unemployment is sitting where it sits currently. We're almost one out of two young person in South Africa is looking for a job right now. And one, I think we need to agree that the economy is simply not growing at the rate that it's required. And often when it doesn't always translate into jobs, particularly for young people. So that's number one. We need to make sure that the economy grows at the required rate and that jobs are deliberately then intended for young people in South Africa. Then we also have to look at structural challenges in our country, particularly, which is very, very different in some ways to China, right? One, just the cost of looking for work. Young people spend a lot of money towards transport, towards data. Some of them don't necessarily have the right networks. And so we as Harambe and our partners have basically developed a platform called the SA Youth Platform. And it essentially seeks to address those specific challenges, ensuring that young people, one, don't have to spend a lot of money looking for work. So the platform is data free. The platform is also built with innovative features that ensure that young people get opportunities closest to where they are. And so employers don't have to search through multiple CVs. They get CVs for young people who are closest to where the opportunities are, because we know that transport is a big one. And we can unpack many others around gender. Mm-hmm. We know that young women, for example, have, you know, other additional duties and responsibilities around care, whether it is a child, whether it's a family member in the home. And so that also, you know, further excludes them from the economy. So structural, the economy, and of course, location. And then the other thing is also around skills. We're finding and hearing from employers that young people don't always have the necessary skills for the specific jobs that they are currently hiring for. And so we're advocating for demand-led skilling, where education and training is demand-led, so that a young person doesn't leave university or schooling and seeks employment, but that the skills they are getting, the education that they're getting, matches directly to the current opportunities that are available.
Do me very quickly, I mean, when you're talking about skill, we got a voice note earlier, and youth was saying that, you know, the biggest challenge is wanting a 5-year experience with a person who's fresh out of varsity. Where do they get the experience when they can only get the experience at that employment? So maybe you have a correlation of how this is adding to the unemployment crisis.
It absolutely is, and that's why we're working with a lot of the employers to advocate for what we're calling inclusive hiring, but also demand-led skilling. Inclusive hiring basically acknowledges that, you know, not all young people basically have the extensive track record, the college CV with, you know, 16 years, 10 years of experience and multiple skills, but most of them have a lot of potential. Mm. And so we're encouraging employers to seek potential and not necessarily give privilege to those young people who do have, you know, the degrees. But many entry-level youth in South Africa have the eagerness, have the hunger, and they've got the potential. And what we're seeing through work-integrated learning programs, for example, is that when you then design the program with the demand in mind, you enabling them to play a role, to participate in the economy, and to further, you know, build out their CV. And so on the SA Youth platform, we have something called the SA Youth CV, which ensures that young people paint a full picture of their capabilities, of their potential, of their skills, whether you've started a business before, you have a side hustle, or, you know, you volunteered. That fuller picture is a signal then to the employer, whether you're a large corporation or a small business, to say, Usthembiso is eager and willing to learn, and if I hire them, train them with the right skills, they will then be able to contribute to productivity, innovation in our company as well.
Thank you so much for your insights, Tumi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.